You're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down, and I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio.
Hello, welcome back, lovely ladies, to another empowering episode of Rebuilding You. I am your host, your divorce transformation coach, Christina. Today, we're diving into why spring isn't just about flowers blooming and birds chirping. I like to think of spring as like a little energy vortex, to be honest with you, because that's how it's been feeling here in California lately. It's been cold and rainy and cloudy, and spring is right around the corner. In fact, it's happening on March 19th. So I thought that I would create a special episode for us to get ready for spring and really harness the energy vortex that is stepping into a new season. The world is reawakening. The animals are coming out. The flowers are blooming. It's time for us to bloom too. So grab your favorite beverage. Close out all the apps, all the scrolly apps. Let's embark on this journey of transformation together, harnessing the power of spring and how this could be the pep in your step that you have been looking for the last couple of months. So spring, the season of renewal, rebirth, and rejuvenation. As the earth awakens from its slumber, so too can we awaken to new possibilities in our lives. The vibe just feels different in spring. And I actually don't consider January 1st as my personal new year. It really doesn't feel like my year starts. I get that energy, that wave of excitement and ready to go until spring. Let me know what you guys think about that, because I cannot be the only one that feels this way. No disrespect to whoever created New Year's on January 1st, but I feel like they got it wrong. But I feel like there's a reason why so many people fail at New Year's resolutions. And that's also why I try not to be too hard on myself for doing action-oriented goals on January 1st. Just as somebody that likes goals in general, I will never pass up a chance to create goals. So on January 1st, I do create more intentions than actual goals, but my goals and the energy and the tone that I am setting for the rest of the year, the things that I really want to feel light me up, happen in the spring. So that's what this episode is going to be all about, is all of the ways that we can hit the reset button with nature so that we can really harness the energy of spring and just kind of hit that rebirth, renewal, freshness in our lives so that we can really be able to create a beautiful life that we love after divorce that is anchored in this energy. So think of spring as your personal new year and a chance to hit the reset button and start fresh. But why spring, do you ask? You know, why not summer? So let's take a brief stroll down history lane. The traditional new year as we know it was established centuries ago, but here's the kicker. It might not be the most effective time for setting goals and making lasting changes. Think about it. January rolls around, we're bombarded with resolutions left and right, you know, just coming off of the holidays. It's exhausting. But that's also when gym memberships soar, diets commence. But what happens? By February, most people have thrown in the towel, feeling defeated and discouraged. And for recently divorced women, this can be even more challenging because It seems like around January 1st, we all feel like we have to go with the flow of society, which, by the way, you guys all know how I feel about that, because that's part of the reason why divorced women like us feel so much shame around getting divorced, because it's yet another layer that society places on us with these boundaries that we're supposed to be living in. And so I want us to really take this time and think about that, right? Like, New Year, January 1st, we go and create all these goals because that's what we're told to do. But I'm like, when you really think about it, I'm like, why would they create these goals and these resolutions at this time when the world, according to nature, is sleeping? Also, not to go off on the woo-woo tangent, but also happening right now as we move into spring is the beginning of a new astrological year. So I believe we just had our last new moon in the astrological calendar, and we are now starting a whole new cycle. So there's a lot of energy going around right now, and you probably feel it. You probably are ready to, like, you know, clean the whole house, do a little dusting. No, let's not get carried away here. Nobody is getting excited about dusting. We're going to talk about dusting in a second, though. But fear not, my badass sisters, because spring offers us a fresh start, a renewed sense of hope and vitality. And a fun little fact, in California, there's this phenomenon called the super bloom. Have you heard of it? A super bloom is a rare desert botanical phenomenon that happens typically in California and Arizona, in which unusually high proportion of wildflowers whose seeds have laid dormant in desert soil germinate, and they all blossom roughly at the same time. It's so beautiful. Living in California, we can drive along the freeways, and when the super bloom is happening, it is just the most beautiful thing. And I was actually really inspired. Like, this is our super bloom right here. It's a time to shed the old and embrace the new with open arms. So what can you expect from today's episode? Well, we're diving into the art of spring cleaning of your life. Yeah, I know, I told you we were going to be talking about dusting and your goals and everything in between, and how I really prepare for the new year at this time and some of the things that I'm doing. But before we get into that, I have two very special announcements that I have been keeping quiet, and I'm ready to share them with you. I've been having so many conversations with a lot of you, hearing your feedback about the podcast, and you ladies are loving it. You're loving these topics that I've been doing lately, and I really want to give us a chance to go deeper on these topics week over week. And I've been craving a place for us to connect with each other and learn together. I just feel like it's time. It's time for us to kind of get together and really connect with the women that are interested in their growth. And, you know, we've all gone through a challenging period of divorce, and now we're on this different chapter, and it is all about the company that you keep and the environment that you are in, where we really can bloom. So I created a free private group over on Telegram. It will allow us to connect deeper on each podcast, as I was mentioning. So after each podcast, my goal is to give more in-depth trainings and more focused feedback around each episode, because I feel like these podcast episodes are so bite-sized, but there's so much more depth to why I am creating some of these topics. So we will have deeper trainings in there. We'll have coaching in there. We'll have accountability in there pertaining to each episode, because we're all about action here. And you know how I was just talking about super bloom? Well, guess what? I actually love that word. And so I'm calling our group Super Bloom. The link to join us is now live. It's in the show notes. So you can go there right now. You do not have to hit pause. Just go to the show notes right now and click the link that says Super Bloom, and you'll be in. You just have to download the Telegram app. It's free. And you'll be in our private little space. You will be a founding member of our Super Bloom group. So as these episodes continue on, you will be an OG member of the group. So anyway, I hope you'll join me over there. And there may or may not already be some extra bonus audio trainings in there for you right now. Okay, so now let's talk about spring cleaning your life. Yes, dun, dun, dun. The dusting. I am talking about more than just dusting off the shelves and decluttering the closet, although we're going to get into that in a little bit. But spring is the perfect time to refresh your personal brand and indulge in some much needed self-care. So let's talk a little bit about personal brand really quickly. A personal brand is a person's public identity, which includes their image, their story, and their position in community. So if you think about personal brand, this is the time to really create the essence of you that you want to put out into the world. And I love using personal brand as part of our reemergence, as we are blooming and planning on blooming beyond divorce, as we are just gaining back our identity and our confidence and our independence, that is our personal brand. And so when you can think about it as you building a personal brand, all of these pieces that I'm about to share with you are going to go into incorporating your personal brand for how you want to carry yourself going forward. So let's get into it. So one of the things that I do every single spring is I cut my hair. Cutting your hair is symbolic. I feel like after every major life change or situation that has happened to me, and once I've either made peace with the situation or just overcome some sort of fear or overwhelm, and I'm actually like ready to do the thing or take the step or make that leap, I've cut my hair in some way. Doesn't have to be anything crazy, but I've always cut my hair. And I feel like when we can shed our hair, it's just very symbolic. I have an appointment to get my hair cut next week. So I want to challenge you to, you know, go get a little trimsies. It doesn't have to be anything drastic. But yeah, like I said, it can really just be very symbolic. The other thing that I also do is I do a makeup and skincare drawer refresh. So go look at what no longer inspires you, what no longer makes you feel beautiful. I have this habit of like keeping all kinds of skincare that I don't use anymore, but because it's not fully done yet, I'll just kind of keep it thinking like, oh, maybe one day I'll like be inspired to use it again. This is the time to take anything that doesn't make you feel beautiful. Makeup should be fun. It shouldn't feel like a chore. And same with skincare. So if it doesn't make you feel beautiful, it's gone. I feel like makeup and skincare is so part of our daily routine. And I use that time to really just feel like I'm looking my best. And I want to be inspired. I want to feel beautiful. I want to use products that make me feel beautiful. So do a little refresh in your makeup and your skincare. And also prioritizing healthy habits. So now is the time. If you thought that you were going to start getting in shape on January 1st and you haven't done it yet, don't worry, sis. Me too. I didn't do shit in the beginning of the year that had to do with like actual working out. I just carried on my normal routine. But spring, it's on. It is on. I am really stepping up my exercise game. It's also because I feel the energy. I feel more alive at this time of year to go and start doing those things. If you've been feeling down on yourself for not starting a exercise routine or a habit, don't stress. Now is the time though. So think about workouts and things that feel fun and feel like something that interests you. Don't do it because you're going to torture yourself. I mean, I feel like no pain, no gain to a certain extent, right? Like we do need to be able to challenge ourselves and push ourselves. But, you know, if it's something like you want to take a bar class or you want to go and try Pilates or something like that, something that seems fun, it's a little bit out of your comfort zone, but it's still a challenge, do it. This is the time to really kind of step into those things that help you feel good about yourself. So speaking of goals, let's do a little check-in, shall we? Life after divorce is a journey for all of us, and it's natural for our goals to evolve along the way. So take a moment to reconnect with your intuition. By taking time to reconnect, I want you to like actually go and go for a walk or go sit outside and get some sun and think about these questions, because this is part of your goal setting. And ask yourself, where am I struggling right now? And also, what do I keep repeating? I'm going to drop these questions in the Telegram group chat so that you have them there for you. So make sure to go over there. The link is in the show notes. Click on Super Bloom and you can join the group. But when we create goals from a certain place in our life, such as divorce, it's important that we revisit these goals when we are feeling a little bit better about ourselves and as we continue to evolve on our journey. So this may be the perfect time to go back and see what you need to work on. See if what your goal was at the time that you said it is actually still your goal. Is that still the thing that you want, or do you want something different? Has your goal evolved? Do you want something bigger? Do you want something better? This is the time to really think about that. If this is leaving you overwhelmed, feeling even more stuck, trust me, I've been there. This is not my intention to make you feel like you have to go and do all of these things. I know that sometimes change can be hard. It can be scary, especially the first year post-divorce can feel like you are just in survival mode. But guess what? You're stronger than you realize. And spring truly is your personal kickstart to slay those goals and really reclaim your power. And now I want to help you get there. So I have a second special announcement. I know I kind of teased it earlier that I had two. The Surviving to Thriving free masterclass is now open for waitlist. So in this exclusive event, you'll learn practical strategies to transition from surviving to thriving post-divorce and exactly how I did it. So then that way you can go and start implementing some of your goals and your desires and your dreams into your life immediately. And trust me, you will not want to miss this. The waitlist is the only way to guarantee that you will have a seat in the virtual masterclass. So make sure that you go and put your name on that waitlist. Once a date has been confirmed, I will email you. That link is also in the show notes if you want to grab your spot. I only offer this masterclass once every so often. So if you've been waiting to join, now is the time. And the last thing that I want to talk about that I do personally during spring is, of course, spring cleaning, like physical spring cleaning. I actually have a friend come over and she helps me deep clean my house. I wipe down the walls. Typically, there's a lot of dust that comes in. I also will get clothes that need to be donated. And how do I decipher what needs to get donated? Well, I start by, does this item bring me joy? That also includes like workout stuff. I was just thinking about it today where I'm like, man, I really need some fun workout clothes that makes me want to enjoy doing all these new workouts that I want to start trying. So I'm going to be donating things that no longer bring me joy. And that goes with a lot of stuff in my house. I feel like there are a lot of things that would bring somebody else joy. So now is the time to also pay it forward. think about some of the things that don't bring you joy that you can get rid of. Make space for new, beautiful things to come into your life. Creating space physically creates space internally and mentally. I know that you feel me on this. So carve out an afternoon, a full day if you can, and really start doing some of these spring cleaning items in your home, in your personal space, in your car, in your wardrobe, your makeup. Now is the time. As you guys can see, this episode has really been all about spring cleaning all areas of our lives because we are making room for the super bloom ladies. It's time. It's time, and I'm here for it. I'm ready. We are doing this. So many great things to come on this podcast as well. I have so many fun things lined up. Kicking it off with the Telegram group where we're going to be able to connect with each other and dive deeper on these trainings and hold each other accountable. Also with the free masterclass. But yeah, this is just the start. And so in order to really create all of these beautiful things, you have to create space in your personal environment, internally and externally. So I hope that this was motivation for you. So to wrap up this episode, I just want to recap everything that you've learned today. Energy of spring to really cultivate our own personal brand, how we want to show up and how we would like to be seen in the world and really put our best foot forward into the things that we are desiring and also creating room and space for the things that we are also trying to call into our lives as we have been working on ourselves here on Rebuilding You and a lot of the topics. I've also given you guys a new tool, Telegram, the Super Bloom group, to go deeper, to really hold yourself accountable. So you now have that. And you also have the masterclass. So to continue on our journey of educating ourselves and going deeper on this journey. And so I feel like this was just a lot of refresh was really the vibe for this episode. As always, I'd love to hear your thoughts and your experiences. So please don't hesitate to reach out and don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra motivation. Until next time, stay fabulous, stay fierce, keep slaying those goals, and keep rebuilding you. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.